This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 19th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. CME flatly denies it's in talks with CBOE Global Markets. The CME Group Wednesday issued a firm denial that it was in talks to acquire CBOE Global Markets, a clear attempt to squash a story published by the Financial Times earlier in the day. The FT story said the CME Group had approached CBOE Global Markets about an all-share deal for nearly $16 billion. It also was surprisingly specific about the alleged details of the proposed purchase. Citing unnamed sources, FT said the CME offered 0.75 of its own shares for every CBOE share, which would value the CBOE at about $150 per share. In a statement released publicly via PR Newswire, the CME said it denies all rumors that it's in conversations to acquire CBOE Global Markets. The company has not had any discussions with CBOE whatsoever. While the company does not typically comment on rumor or speculation, today's inaccurate information required correction, it concluded. To read the rest of the story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Philip McBride Johnson, the first CFTC chairman who knew what he was doing in his job, has passed away. During the last couple of years, I reached out to Phil, with whom I used to have regular communication, but he was not replying to emails. I feared he was in failing health. I would also not see him weighing in on issues of the day with op-ed pieces here or there, which he often did previously. Commodity Futures Trading Commission Acting Chairman Rostin Benham issued a statement on his passing. Johnson was part of the Shad-Johnson Jurisdictional Accord, which allowed for the launch of stock index futures and blocked the offering of single stock futures. He brokered the deal for cash settlement of futures, which was previously blocked by precedents about non-delivery futures contracts being equated to gambling. This was a historic breakthrough which allowed Eurodollars and stock index futures to proceed. Johnson was at one time the outside counsel of the Chicago Board of Trade. His champion for the chairmanship of the CFTC, however, was Leo Melamed of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. All of us at JLN offer our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and former colleagues of Mr. McBride Johnson. Funny how the MIAX MGX Spikes futures make a new record volume day trading on August 17th, and shortly thereafter, there are rumors the owner of the competing volatility product, the VIX, CBOE Global Markets, is being sold. Spikes traded 8,202 contracts, which was their best volume day since the product relaunch in December of 2020. I will weigh in on the CME CBOE story later today with an update of my 2014 story, The CME Should Buy the CBOE Soon. The title of my story is Buy the Sharks, Sell the Bait. Also, from appearances, it looks like the FT and Philip Stafford and James Fontanella Kahn were fed bad information. As Suzanne Cosgrove commented above, the story had surprisingly specific details. I don't know James Fontanella Kahn, but I do know Philip Stafford and know him to be a conscientious and disciplined reporter. I'm interested to know the origin of this story. The market at first believed the story, then believed the CME Group denial. Somewhere out there is the truth of how this story happened, which I would love to know. Trading Technologies is looking for a test engineer in the Tokyo area. It is a work-from-home or office job. There's a link for details in today's newsletter. Former FIA Europe head Simon Poulston-Jones announced he has emerged from the shadows and is now the CEO of Climate Solutions, a new global climate-focused capital-raising and strategic consultancy business headquartered in London. The small exchanges Donnie Roberts and Natalie Oblasny got to ring the closing bell yesterday at NASDAQ for winning the Chicago Innovation Award. Citadel founder and CEO Ken Griffin shared advice on embracing challenges, taking risks, and making learning a lifelong pursuit with interns at the company. In this video, for which there's a link in today's newsletter, there were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here's a story from Bloomberg. CME denies it's in talks for $16 billion takeover of CBOE. CBOE shares surge, then fall back after CME Group's denial. Longstanding speculation has surrounded the two exchanges. CME Group Inc. said it's not in talks to acquire CBOE Global Markets, Inc., whose shares surged after the Financial Times said it was the target of a $16 billion takeover approach. CME Group denies all rumors that it's in conversations to acquire CBOE Global Markets, the company said in an emailed statement Wednesday. The company has not had any discussions with CBOE whatsoever. While the company does not typically comment on rumor or speculation, today's inaccurate information required correction. My comment, when was the last time the CME and CBOE talked about a deal? Those conversations ended. The CME and ICE were in talks for a deal too, back in 2016, but those talks ended when the CME allegedly had their antitrust concerns that were always present from the time they started the conversation. Here's a story from FiscalNote. FiscalNote announces acquisition of Predata. Acquisition expands FiscalNote's technical capabilities to help global organizations detect and manage geopolitical risk. FiscalNote, the premier global information services company focused on global policy and market intelligence, announces it has acquired Predata, an AI-based technology company that quantifies online attention to provide a more complete picture of the geopolitical landscape. Founded in 2015 by a group of engineers from Princeton University, Predata's products enable customers to glean insights about their strategic messaging efforts and discover anomalous trends in online attention to inform their perspectives on real-world geopolitical impact. With offices in New York and Washington, D.C., Predata has built a team of diverse professionals with backgrounds in finance, data science, and international relations to help customers solve some of the world's most complex geopolitical challenges. My comment, Hazim Dawani can't help but sell firms he works for. Here's a story from Bloomberg. COVID vaccines are less effective against Delta, large study finds. Large study finds Pfizer BioNTech efficacy ebbed over time. Data show vaccines didn't diminish viral load of Delta cases. COVID-19 vaccines are less effective against the Delta variant, according to results in the UK from one of the largest real-world studies into the efficacy of the shots. My comment, a really good reason to wear a mask indoors every time. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Financial Times U.S. banks and brokers set stage for shift to one-day equity settlement. Second was the coronavirus is here forever. This is how we live with it, from the Atlantic. Third was how three firms built outstanding company cultures, about Keystone, Aquis Consulting Group, and the DTC from Ivy Tech. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.